Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ogemaw Hills QDM co-op is Ken Saman. How are you today, Ken?
Hey, I'm great, Kevin. Thanks so much for asking.
Oh, glad to have you back on the show. I know we've talked in the past about, your organization and some of the things you do. But before we get into what's going to be happening Thursday, tell us a little bit about what the co-op there is all about.
Well, the co-op is all about promoting quality deer management techniques in Ogemaw County. And we're trying to develop the best habitat that we can to raise our deer herd and have a healthy herd and a well-fed deer herd.
Yes, exactly. You're doing that through teaching people how to put in food plots and things like that, and to watch out for things. You know, I know bovine tuberculosis has been an issue, and now we're hearing a lot about chronic wasting disease. So it's not just about the quality of the antlers. You're looking at the quality of the deer overall.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a major concern for our deer herd. It's not, like you said, just about size of the antlers, but having a healthy herd, and there's an awful lot involved with trying to make that happen. So, and to sustain a herd for the future of our children and other hunters as well.
You bet. Now, tell us about what's going to be happening on Thursday afternoon. What's going to be happening, Ken?
Okay, well, this is a joint venture with Ogemaw County's U.S. Department of Agriculture and the National Resource Conservation Services, and ourselves, and there's going to be two soil experts that are associated with Michigan State University. One is a soil agronomist, and the other is a soil scientist.
Mm.
And these people are going to present information to successfully grow plants, even in the worst of soils.
No.
So we're going to learn how to read soil tests. We're going to learn about fertilizer application, herbicide application, and many other aspects of what it takes to grow healthy plants in regards to food plots, but also fruit trees or anything else that we want to try to grow. Oftentimes, deer hunting land is not the primest soil like you would see in agriculture, so many more things have to be done to it to amend it or get it to the correct chemistry, if you would say, in the soil to have that happen.
All right. Now, the meeting's taking place on Thursday. What time is this demonstration?
It's going to begin at 1 o'clock and will probably last about 2 hours,
okay,
depending upon how many questions people have and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there will be a question and answer period available. And so it should be a dynamite meeting.
Yeah.
With these two gentlemen. One of the gentlemen has been all around the world and knows all about soil, so it'll be good.
It sounds like it. Now, it's 1 o'clock this Thursday. Now, where is it taking place, Ken?
At the Toll-Free Foundation Pavilion. It's right in back of the West Branch Hospital. There'll be signs there telling people exactly where to come.
Ah, okay, very good.
Okay.
And that's located right there in South M30, I think, just south of West Branch there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Now, do they need to pre-register for this at all, Ken?
No pre-registration. Hopefully we'll have a good turnout we did last time, and no charge, no entry fee or anything. We're trying to keep all this very user-friendly.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, if they do want more information, how would they get more info about this meeting or about the Ogemaw Hills QDM Co-op and other future events? Where would they go for that, Ken?
Well, the co-op has a page on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And contact information for myself or Mike Pressler, who is also one of the main organizers of the co-op, are available there.
Okay.
Or if they want to call me at 989-326-2626. I'll be glad to answer questions.
Very good. Make it a part of your Thursday, as they'll be teaching soil tests, soil structure, soil amendments, and more, so you can grow quality deer. From the Ogemaw Hills QDM Co-op, Ken Saman. Ken, always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future, my friend.
You bet, Kevin. Thanks so much for helping us out with this effort.